Cindy, and this is Kim. I'm from Texas, and I listen to your show all the time, and I've had a tremendous amount of marital problems. My husband and I, we argue a lot. We have almost went to the divorce state, and I just don't know what to do.
Well, you hang on, Kim. We got some help for you today. In fact, what I'd like to do is open up the phone lines and invite people to call our comment line. Kim called earlier, and this is one of our Best of Archive programs, but as a listener, you get a chance to help her live today by leaving your comment on our comment line, and we'd love to get some of these on the air. Maybe you relate to what Kim has been going through, what she's feeling. I mean, that's a word picture as she's standing there on the brink, feeling like one step in the wrong direction, and her marriage will be over. Hey, I'm Dr. Randy. This is Intentional Living. We're passionate about figuring out what pleases Christ and then doing it. What we understand is that life has a tendency to go from strength to weakness. In other words, I was teaching the other day on entropy, which really means that things that are in order tend to go into disorder if they're not cared for and new energy is not put back into them. And so today I'd ask the question, what have you done in your own marriage? Maybe you can relate to Kim. You were on the brink and you realized that, hey, if I continued in the path that we're headed, we're going to walk over the brink. What's one thing you did to put some order, some maturity, some level of intimacy and healing back into your marriage? What was that one thing, or what is that one thing that you're doing? Come and join us on the journey today, 888-888-1717. And for those of you who are making a commitment today to say, listen, here's one thing I'm committing for my marriage for the next 30 days until I develop a new habit, I'd love to get you my one thing wristband as an encouragement. So when you call and tell us what your one thing is, there's information there on how you can get the wristband, and we'll get it to you. So again, share with us, 888-888-1717, and leave your comment on our comment line. So maybe you've been on the brink, and you relate to what's going on in the life of Kim. So let's take a moment before we get into the rest of the calls today to listen to the rest of the comment from Kim. Go right ahead.
I have been doing the 30-day challenge, had some marriage issues, and started just thinking that I needed to start working on myself. That was what my prayer time was, and I started working on things I could do for my marriage, one of them being hugging my husband because I'm not a very affectionate person. Second one was to start complimenting him more. And then, of course, the last one would be to look at him when he's talking to me and put down my phone. The result of all of that challenge is that he has responded amazingly and now wants to hug me, compliments me, and now he does the same for me on most of these things and just does a lot of things just randomly for me. So it has worked tremendously on our marriage. So I just want to thank you for everything you do, and I greatly appreciate it, and I encourage everyone to do the 30-day challenge.
Mm-hmm. All right. Thank you, Kim, for telling us your story. Listen, a couple things Kim did. She recognized to back away from the brink, she had to do a couple things. One is she set a time limit, say for the next 30 days, I'm going to do things different. We keep doing stupid things expecting we're going to get a better result. We keep doing the same thing in our relationships over and over. If things aren't working well for you in your marriage, it doesn't take a rocket scientist to tell you, change what you're doing. You think, well, Randy, it's my husband or it's my wife. They keep doing the dumb things. I'm trying. Listen, you do for the next 30 days the next right one thing. You do it with the right intention. You do it with the right motivation. You do it like Kim did it, and then see what God does. And so I'll tell you what, you need some encouragement if you're on the brink. I'd like to open the phone line, guys and lady. Okay, I'd like to open the phone lines and ask some of you to call in and say, hey, here's one habit that I changed in my marriage, or maybe a few habits, some love habits. These are some things we changed, and it made all the difference to our marriage. Or you say, I do know if this was one love habit we would change, it would change our marriage. What would it be? There are people listening, maybe you today, and you need just that word of encouragement. Here's one thing you can do that would make a single big impact in your marriage, like it did for Kim. Her marriage was saved. She changed how she responded to her husband. She changed her habits. She did it for 30 days. It made a difference. I believe this. This is intentional living we're talking about. Phone line is open, 888-888-1717. If you've had one love habit or a few love habits that you said, hey, we got rid of the ones that weren't working and we put these in place, or I put these in place and it's made a difference. What is it? What were they? What are they? Or one that you know would make a difference. Phone line's open. Stephen's going to take your calls. I want to get you on quickly, so call quickly. 888-888-1717 is the number. 888-888-1717. All right, got a question. Let's go to Jennifer. Jennifer's on the line in Georgia with a question. Go ahead, Jennifer.
In my relationships, especially with my spouse, I would like to change me appreciating him more instead of looking at everything that he does and that I wish he would change. I'm very critical, and I have a control issue where I always feel like I have to be in control, because when I'm not in control, I feel like things are going to go bad, and it creates a lot of problems in my marriage. When I was younger, there was a lot of things that happened in my life that I had no control over at the time, and I think I developed this attitude that if I'm not in control, bad things happen. So it's just a pattern of me just keep doing it and keep doing it, and I eventually it's going to get easier for me.
Well, there you go. Listen, Jennifer, I think your call is a clear reminder that we can get into these bad habits and we keep doing the same thing over and over. If it's criticism or if it's feeling like I have to be in control, and sometimes we have to just get above it. We have to get high enough we can kind of see ourselves and look in on ourselves and our marriage and our patterns of communication and say, you know, if I tweak that one thing, If I could just stop doing that and make this a new habit. I mean, this is the way, if you got a weight problem, you know what it is when it comes to changing habits with eating. Changing a few habits can make a big difference. Some people say, hey, I'm going to get rid of sugar, or I'm going to get rid of, eating after dinner at night, or I'm going to add exercise. And they add just a few new habits to their life, and those habits become revolutionary to their health. The same thing works in your marriage. You can change your marriage if you change your habits. I believe that. And so you're lighting up the lines. We're going to get to your calls here right after the break. What's a love habit that has changed or helped or improved your marriage, or one that you know would? Okay, 888-888-1717 is the number. This is Intentional Living. Hi, this is Dr. Randy Carlson, inviting you to join me and my wife, Donna, for a time of spiritual renewal and building lifelong memories. Join us for the 2022 Intentional Living Cruise to Alaska.
Get away to get close to God's creation. Explore breathtaking destinations and beautiful scenery on this unforgettable travel experience. Sign up today to get the cabin of your choice. Go to theintentionallife.com.
You know, one of the reasons we put on a cruise like this is because we know, here's what we know. When we all get away from the routine, we get away from the stress, we get away from the bad news, we get away from the routines of life, there's something that happens to us. It kind of opens our hearts and minds to listen, to learn, to grow, to be around other people. And I've never come back from a trip where I haven't felt stronger, more energized, and have grown in some way. And so we have designed this Intentional Living Cruise to be a great balance, mostly for you and those that you bring, it's your spouse or family, to enjoy the cruise, enjoy the scenery, enjoy the glaciers, enjoy all the stops. But when we're at sea, to have times each day where we can just have some praise and worship, be with other people of like mind and enjoy each other, pray together, have dinner together. I'm going to be teaching. Big Daddy Weave is going to be singing, leading us in worship. Evan Carlson, our president, is going to be there as well and doing teaching. It's going to be a fantastic week, June 12th through 19th. And as the announcer mentioned, get your cabin. Can we encourage you to do it today? Go to theintentionallife.com. Again, go to theintentionallife.com. Hi, I'm Dr. Randy Carlson with an Intentional Living Minute. It says in Genesis chapter 2:24, therefore a man shall leave his father and mother, and he shall cleave unto his wife, and they shall become one flesh. I would ask the question, are you leaving and cleaving in your marriage? Together are the two of you becoming one, depending on each other as you depend upon God together to hold you together in your marriage. As you each grow closer to Jesus, We'll also grow closer to each other when we practice the principle and the command and the wisdom of leaving and cleaving. Now, that doesn't mean that we exclude other people or family from our lives, but that we make our marriage something that becomes a priority. But we're working together to really share values, share direction, share vision. When you do, it's intentional living.
Visit us at theintentionallife.com.
You know, and as Kurt said, go to theintentionallife.com. You can sign up to receive the Intentional Living Minute automatically. It'll come to your email every morning, early in the morning, and it's just a breath of fresh air, just a little teaching, a little shot in the arm that'll encourage you on your journey for the day. So feel free to do that today. Share it with others. We'd love to have people all over the planet join the thousands who are already receiving it every day. Go to theintentionallife.com. All right, let's go to JC, who's on the line in Michigan. Welcome to the program, JC.
Hi, thank you.
Appreciate your call. What about habits? What are some things you're working on?
Well, before, when I would get angry, I would hold it in, just kind of let it build up. I wouldn't want to talk about it. And my husband could always sense that something was wrong. So lately I've been working on sitting down and talking to him about how I'm feeling, even if it's something little that he wouldn't think is important. If it's bothering me, I'll talk to him about it. He can help me through it, and it's helped us be able to open up with each other more.
Wow.
Yeah.
So did you hold back? You just felt like it wasn't worth sharing it or wasn't that important?
Yeah, or it was silly or something I shouldn't be emotional about, you know, so I would just kind of hold it in, and but then it would bug at me, and I would just be grumpy the whole day, and he would be like, "What is bothering you?" You know, and finally I just realized, I'll tell him, and he will either just hold me if I start to cry, or we'll talk through it, and or he'll say, "Yeah, I know what you mean. That would bother me too." Or so, it's.
And what really difference helped. Has it made in your marriage?
Well, we can open up to each other more, even on a day-to-day basis. Little things that, you know, will be like, "Oh, well, that bothers me when you do that," or "Oh, that's." I love it when you do that or something. It's easier to share those little things. And it just kind of brought us closer together.
That's good. So you've developed the love habit to be short accounts. If you got an issue, bring it out, get it on the table and discuss it.
Yeah. And even if it's my own issue that, you know, has nothing to do with him, if it's drama with a friend or whatever, I can talk to him about it. And then it's not just building up inside of me and he's able to help, so
that's good.
It's been great.
All right, thank you, JC. Glad you're listening to Michigan today.
Yes, thank you.
I appreciate it. Thank you. And Rainbow from Arizona is doing one thing, I think, as well. Rainbow?
Hi, Intentional Living. I just wanted to say thank you very much to Dr. Carlson's program this week. It's especially meaningful to me. For a long time, I've said we don't understand each other. Sometimes we don't even understand ourselves. And I believe that's the number one reason for problems in our relationships. So thank you again for this program you're airing this week. And I want to thank you again for everything you do. You have no idea how significant your program, your counseling, and your teaching the truth and helping us to understand ourselves better in relationships. Thank you, and God bless all of you.
All right, head, heart, hand. Maybe you don't know what that means. You know, we're all different. Some of us process, we're head people. We process things, you know, we like bottom line, facts, figures, not emotional based, head based. Some people are more emotional based. That's the way God wired you. You deal with things and feelings, emotion. And by the way, both of these can be good and bad. Some people are hand people. Don't bother me with the facts, or don't bother me. I got a problem, I'm going to fix it. Just get it done. Some people are just very focused on activities, checklists, and getting it done. And of course, the healthiest is to have a balance of all three. And so learning to balance it and understanding that you may be a heart person married to a head person. And if that's the case, you need to understand how to communicate their love language and the words that matter to them. All right. Melissa's on the line, also in Michigan. Melissa, welcome to Intentional Living.
Thank you.
Appreciate it. What have you learned about love habits and marriage?
Well, actually, I've been married about 14 years. And about 2 years ago, I finally made my husband my best friend.
How'd you do that?
Well, it had always been my mom. And I didn't see anything wrong with that. It just was comfortable. She and I get along so well, and she's so easy to talk to, and she, whatever. But there was a huge connection with my husband that was missing. There were times that I would share important things with my mom and not even realize I'd forgotten to share them with my husband.
Hmm. And how did that make your husband feel?
Well, I'm sure it always kind of hurt his feelings, and, you know, I think it made him resent my mom a bit.
So when you'd have a concern or a problem, you're more likely to talk to your mom before your husband?
Yeah. And if I could get out of work early, I'd want to stop at my mom's and have some tea and visit instead of hurrying home to my husband and kids. I had my priorities wrong.
Did she sense it too?
Oh, she didn't mind it, because actually it took some counseling for me to figure this out. I wish I'd figured it out on my own, but when I had to let her know that I've got this wrong, and it doesn't change how much I love you, but I've got to put him first now. It hurt her feelings. You know, she couldn't help it, because she could feel, you know, that we were pulling apart. But it's so necessary. It's so necessary in a marriage.
What difference has it made to your marriage?
It's huge. It's until, of course, I wish I had foresight, but I don't. So I can look back and see that I never had the relationship with my husband that I should have had, because he wasn't my first.
Yeah. But you do now.
I do.
Yeah. Makes a difference, doesn't it?
Yeah.
You know, I think, Melissa, that ties into my intentional minute today. Some of you heard it on the radio or saw it on Facebook. It was on the verse in Genesis 2:24, leave and cleave, where God's intention is that a man and woman, when they get married, would leave and cleave. That doesn't mean we ignore family or don't connect with family. It doesn't mean proximity as much as it does having the intentional focus being on the family, that God has put the two of you together to be one flesh, not only physically, but emotionally, relationally, vision-wise, for now and for the rest of your lives. And so the fact that you woke up to that, that's really what you did. You really decided at some point, leaving and cleaving didn't mean that I have to ignore my mom or not love my mom, but it made the focus of saying, hey, I better be connected with my husband. This is my priority. And you put first things first.
Yeah.
Very powerful. Thank you, Melissa. Appreciate your call.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. That's intentional living. See, intentional living, if you're new to this whole thing of what is intentional living, what does this mean? What we believe is that God, we don't only believe it, it's what the Bible says, that we're made in God's image. God is clearly intentional. We live in a non-intentional world. We live in a good intentioned world without follow through. And in the process, we fail to meet the potential that God has placed in us by not living an intentional life, which means I do the next right one thing. I develop the kind of habits in my life, not to be perfect, please, but the kind of habits that will make my life better, the lives of others better, and allow me to fulfill my purpose here. And in the process, decluttering my life of those things which will keep me from being where God wants me to be. Bottom line. Okay, let's take a quick break. Get back to Glenda and Georgia. Hang on, Glenda. We'll be with you in just a minute.
This is Intentional Living with your host, Dr. Randy Carlson. Intentional Living is furnished by Parent Talk Incorporated and is made possible by the generous support of our listeners just like you. This program is not a substitute for professional counseling, medical, financial, or legal advice. Intentional Living is not intended to be therapy by radio, but it is intended to help you live an intentional life in Jesus Christ.
Becoming a monthly member of Intentional Living is important because you're helping Dr. Randy Carlson take the message of this ministry to others who need it. Becoming a member is critical because you keep us on the air every day. And when you become a member, you help yourself because we'll send you a practical, biblical teaching from Dr. Carlson every month, a benefit enjoyed only by our monthly members. Become a member of Intentional Living today. Call 888-888-1717 or go to theintentionallife.com.
And I'll start with a statement that says success in life, whatever you define as success, whatever I define as success, is not a destination or an event. Rather, success happens whenever you or I win a battle in the moment of life. You know, it is true. Life is won in moments. It's not won in weeks or years. It's won in moments. And every day we get several of them, don't we? Maybe 100 or more that are significant interactions with people, opportunities to do good or do evil, opportunities to think in a godly way or an ungodly way. And throughout the day, we have these moments, and these moments add up to hours and hours to days and days to weeks and then to a lifetime. And so the lesson this month of February has been on the topic of that moments matter. And in fact, we're at the deadline. This is the last call. If you would like to receive the teaching, Moments Matter, come and be a part of the journey with us on Intentional Living. I want to thank those of you who are joining this community of believers, and your monthly support is making a difference of impacting people for Christ. And it's also the last call for those of you who would like to receive the 101 Things to Build Lasting Relationships. It's a download of a book that I wrote that'll be very encouraging to you. So as you join in support of the ministry and become a part of the ministry, we'll make sure that you receive this. Just go to theintentionallife.com. That's theintentionallife.com. And thank you for your support. And you know what? When you do that, when you become a monthly member, your support is impacting people for Christ. In fact, it's impacting someone like Linda and her husband from Alabama. Take a listen.
Hi. The one thing that I find that has helped me since I've been listening to Intentional Living is how to adapt with the Lord's help to my husband's Parkinson's. I apply this one thing is tell him how much each day I love my husband and thank the Lord that I am here to see him through this disease. I thank Randy Carlson for helping me to see that.
Thank you, Linda. We're glad to be a part of the team doing this together. Thank you for sharing the story because our members make that possible. Really do. 888-888-1717. Glenda from Georgia. Welcome to the program, Glenda.
Hello.
Appreciate it. It says here you were married for 47 years, or been married 47 years, and 40 of those years was a Cold War. What does that mean?
Well, it means we were existing together. Neither one of us came from divorced families. We were intent on staying together, but it was like we were peering over the cliff.
Mm.
And there came a time, my mother broke her back, and I was away from home a long period of time, and I kept asking God, how do I fix this? And what I began to pray every day was to help me see my husband as God saw him, and to help me love him like God loves him. And that has been such a tremendous change in our relationship. It's like we're newlyweds. Hmm. It has been amazing. We're both strong-willed, but he buries his will, but it's there. It's defiant. But mine, I blurt it all out. So what I'm working on now, the intentional part of my life now, is to not feel like I have to have the last word. And that has made such a difference when I can do that, when I can actually do that.
Mm. So you've been over these last 7 years, you made a decision at some point in these last 7 years to say, I want to understand my husband and I want to love him the way God intended me to love him.
Yes, because I thought that marriage was going to be, you know, the white knight and the horse and sweep you off your feet. And if he loved me, he'd do anything to make me happy.
Yeah.
And that's a crock. So God has just taken me on this journey of getting to know my husband and to see things in him that I never saw in the flesh.
What changes have occurred in his life as a result of this? Anything?
Absolutely. He is more tender towards me. Before, it was like we just didn't even talk to each other most of the time. But now he will, he bought me a new set of wedding rings. And the thing that made the difference to me was the fact that he had his ring resized because he had outgrown it and hadn't worn it in years. And he had it laying on top of the new set of wedding rings, Christmas a couple of years ago, and wrapped that up. And it just was everything. It wasn't the rings at all. It was the fact that he was saying to me, I am making a new commitment to you.
Wow. You know,
and so
we affect each other. we affect each other. In fact, I wrote a book, Starved for Affection, and I talk about the fact that we affect each other. And it is in so many subtle ways, Glenda. I mean, you have a wake-up call. You decide to change how you're behaving and responding and trying to understand your husband. And that one significant change, and then changing your habits, look at the impact that had on your husband. I mean, you could have had 7 miserable more years, but you chose to make a difference, and you've had 7 better years, it sounds like.
And it's getting better every day. I want to grow, I'm 70, but I want to grow to 80 and 90 and be like, you know, what I thought it was going to be like.
Mm. Well, so, we got some young women and men listening who've been married or maybe just a few years, less than 7. And if we can learn this when we're in our 20s and 30s and practice the things we're hearing today and be intentional, when you get to be 70, you can be calling in like Glenda and saying, hey, not only did I have 7 years, but we've had 37 great years because we chose when we were back in our 20s to be intentional and understanding each other and loving each other intentionally and developing the kind of love habits that'll make a difference. And every marriage is going to be a little different. Every person is a little different. And so knowing your spouse well enough to love them the way that they need to be loved, and that's what makes a difference.
I don't think that anybody can possibly go wrong if they pray every morning before they get up, Lord, show me my husband like you see him. Mm. And help me love him like you love him.
Yeah, powerful. Hey, Glenda, thank you for calling. I'm glad you're listening. How are you doing in Georgia today?
I have been listening probably for the last 20 years. I had to drive to work. I'm now retired. And that is, you're the only, FLR is the only radio station that I allow at the house.
There you go.
I love me some Jesus music.
There you go. Hey, we're glad to keep bringing it to you along with our Intentional Living Ministry. I'm glad you're listening in Georgia today, Glenda.
Thank you.
All right.
Have a blessed day.
God bless you. We are blessed. All right. If you just joined us, it all started with Kim deciding to be intentional in her marriage. And she said she backed away from the brink by making a change and doing the next one thing, that love habit. And those things made a difference in her marriage. And that's what we've been hearing today. Any part of today's program, it's on demand at our website. Go to theintentionallife.com. For our team here at Intentional Living, have a great day, and we'll see you next time.